Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace, justice, and righteousness through obedience to the Most High. And the power of the Most High in the universe, and the power of the Most High within ourselves. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, October the 20th, 2013. So, verse 19 of chapter 18 in Genesis. Yahweh says, I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord and do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. So we want to be these children. We want to be those children that are known by the Most High. We want relationship with the Most High. We want to know Yahweh. We want to know life. We want to know existing. We want to know scientifically this power that moves the universe, this power that is the power behind the universe, this sacred masculine and this sacred feminine power of Yahweh, called Amen and Amenet, called by all manner of scientific names. The Most High says, is saying, I know you, and you are the children of Abraham. You are the children of the father of the multitudes, the father of all, and you must do justice. The word do, 6213, asa is a verb, to fashion, to work, to produce, to act, to prepare, to even acquire as in property. So all that we do what? Most High? The Most High wants us to do justice. This word justice is found under the number 6666. Don't be alarmed at those sixes. Six is not evil. The number six is dealing with birth. 9 months full term. 9 months third trimester. 6 months second trimester, three trimesters, the number 3, 6, and 9 dealing with birth. So what we are talking about is a birth. And 6 times 4 is 24, and 2 plus 4 is 6. So we're back to 6 again, and we are giving birth to what? We're giving birth to justice and righteousness, judges and rulers and kings and law, and the Davidic king, or a king like David, King Messiah, righteousness as attributes of the Most High, righteousness in a case or a cause, righteousness and truthfulness, righteousness as ethically right, righteousness as vindicated, and justification and salvation and prosperity of the people and righteous acts. This is a feminine noun, tzedekah. And so we are to do justice. We are to give birth to righteousness. And the other word, judgment, it says do justice and judgment. This is a command. 4941, Michpat. This is a masculine noun. See the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine? This is a masculine noun. Judgment, justice, ordinance, meaning order. A place, a court, a seat of judgment, litigation. So we're looking at the justice system, and we are to come together and root out those wicked judges and wicked justices. The 9 justices of the Supreme Court are wicked and demonic and under demonic influence. But you and I must begin to teach the babies that they are the children of the Father of the multitudes, and that it is going to be up to us to administer the new judicial system that will be a judicial system based on judgment. Because we are going to create an international universal community of truth, justice, and righteousness. And this was to be the mission of Abraham and his children. And so we see in verse 20 that Yahweh said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very grievous. Verse 21, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. So now the Most High is listening to the cries of the poor. We have to say exactly what it is. The poor working class masses of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah suffering under the wicked ruling class and ruling families that are working absolutely destruction on the masses of the people. The word cry has to do with an outcry, a cry of distress. And Gomorrah, let's hit that word Gomorrah. Gomorrah 6017, Omorah, is submersion. And submersion means you take something and press down to put someone underwater. Submersion, you put them under. You put them under. Let's go ahead and hit that word submersion and see exactly the definition. Submersion is defined as sinking until covered completely with water. So this is a condition of sinking someone down. And the root of that is found under the word Amar 6014, to bind sheaves. What's that word sheaves defined as? I love to know the definitions of words. Sheaves is plants, are plants, various types of a sheave. I guess a sheave is a bundle of anything, I guess. One of the bundles in which cereal plants are bound after reaping. So you can bind plants together. These are sheaves. You can have a sheaf of papers. And so the sheaves, bound as sheaves, to gather, but it says to manipulate and deal tyrannically with. to treat as a slave. So we're looking at Sodom and Gomorrah as being two cities who are participating in slavery, colonialism, tyranny, manipulation, and exploitation, and the masses of the people are crying out, and the universe is crying out, and the creation is crying out. And so the Most High is coming down. This is the principle and characteristics of life. Life comes in and examines us. Life comes in to see if we are acting in accord with life, or are we acting in accord with death. The word sin has to do with that which is unclean, and the system is unclean. This is a feminine noun. The system is unclean. The system is filthy and dirty. So the sins are unclean. The actions are unclean and grievous. The word grievous, kavod, has to do with being heavy. Being heavy, making heavy, making dull. Also, honor and glory on the positive side. But on the other side that we're dealing with now, to be heavy, to be insensible, to be dull. And so the system is heavy on our shoulders. The system is heavy in creation. And so the Most High, Yahuwah, is coming down to examine the city. The Most High is examining the system that we live under today. The word Lot. See, Lot was down in Sodom and Gomorrah. This was the nephew of Abraham. Lot means covering. Now, they translate it as being a covering or a veil from God, making the heart sad because it covers the heart from interacting with the Most High. But I want to see covering in a positive light, as we need a covering. We need love, righteousness to cover us. But the Most High encounters Lot at the gate. And the word gate has to do with power and influence. So Lot is down in Sodom and Gomorrah, hanging out in a city that is full of death, hell, and destruction. He has influence, but how strong is that influence? The verse 2 of chapter 19, we see that Adonai turned, and Lot says, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house. Tarry all night, wash your feet, rise up early, and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, we will abide in the street all night." This is so interesting. Let me see now. Is it the word gate I want to look for? Or is it the word street? It was something that I wanted to look up. The word, some of these words, if you check out these words, they have to do with trials and a marketplace. And apparently, the marketplace was a marketplace of trade and commerce, of slavery, and all manner of practices that were wicked and evil. And it reminds me of the slave system that we came under in the Americas, that we were taken into the marketplace to be sold. Let me see. If I can find, abide, is it the word abide? No, it's not that one. You have to research the definitions of these words for yourself, because I don't want you to just take my word for it. But do the research and you will, and we will understand. But if you check out these words, sisters and brothers, you will find that a word like gate has to do with the mark. Is it street? The word street has to do with an open place or a plaza. And then, verse 3, we see that the men come to the house that Lot owned and begin to say, hey, we want to know these men. And the word men had to do with not just men, but sick men, old and young people who were apparently sick. And they wanted to know the men, and they wanted to encompass. They compassed the house. And the word compass, the Illuminati Masonic order, they use the square and the compass. And the word square is two, it means two rulers that make the right angle of a square. The square represents the feminine and morality. The compass represents spirituality and the masculine. And so these sick men who were sick with slavery, colonialism, and exploitation, they are trying to engulf the angels with their knowledge. But their knowledge can't defeat the knowledge of the Most High. And so they surround the house. And some, and they say they want to know these men that entered the house. And the word men used for the angels is connected to the same word men that the root of that word is sickness and feebleness and weakness. So they assume these are more sick men, but they are blinded. And so all of this is teaching us about a society that rejects the sacred feminine. Let me see if I can take my time with this, sisters and brothers. When you look at this lesson metaphorically, now physically they teach us that this has to do with homosexuality. The men of Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to know these angels, and they called them men, and the word is rooted in sickness and weakness and feebleness, diseased. And so we want to look at this spiritually and metaphorically. We know that in African society, we did not practice homosexuality on the physical level because we based our societies on the union between the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. So we want to teach this from a scientific perspective. We don't want to bash anyone, but we want to elevate ourselves into the scientific teaching of the universe. So if you cannot elevate the sisters and the brothers into this science, in a way that is righteous, then leave the sisters and the brothers alone who are in such practice. Let we who understand this scientifically teach our sisters and brothers the scientific beauty of the union of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. But now if you look at this from a metaphorical perspective, this is teaching us of a society that has rejected the sacred feminine. Now we talked about how Abraham was being told that he was moving into the age of Aries. Now, the age of Aries is the sign, has the sign of the ram and the ram's horn. And this is the sign and the power of the planet Mars. And Mars has to do with war, warfare and conflict. And the sign also of this Aries is the masculine sign. So now we know that we are at war. These are signs connected to the sacred masculine. But now the opposite sign is Libra. And Libra is an air sign. Aries is a fire sign, and air aids fire. And also on the Libra side, you have Venus as the planet, and the planet Venus, and Venus stands for wisdom and love. So we are at war, but this warfare we are waging is a war to bring love into the universe. We're not about bloodshed and destruction and death and hell, but we know we are in spiritual warfare against the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So we bring the power of love into the universe because we love the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we are at spiritual war with the wicked ruling class and families that we may overturn such wicked system and bring in love and bring in wisdom that we may bring in a system of truth, justice, and righteousness. And on the Libra side, the sign is the sacred feminine sign. You know the signs in medicine of the male and the female. On the Libra side, we see the sign of the female, the sign of the sacred feminine. Now, it looks like what I'm looking at, that it's a man holding the scales of justice in the age or house or zodiac of Libra. But we know that in Africa, it was the woman holding the scales of justice. The woman represents justice. If you have a society where the women are loved and respected, the girls and the sacred feminine is loved and respected, then you have a righteous society. So what we're looking at, Abraham, children of Israel, moving into Aries. You have fire, but you have air aiding fire. You have Mars, you have the sacred masculine, but then you have Venus and the sacred feminine aiding Mars and the sacred masculine. You have the scales of justice here represented by a man. I'm looking at this chart, but we know that the woman represents justice. And in your judicial systems, you see the women with the scales of justice. We are talking about a society that is balanced, where the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine are working together. But when you have spiritual homosexuality, you have a society that only recognizes the sacred masculine, but the sacred masculine void and disconnected from the sacred feminine only produces warfare and bloodshed, not war with wisdom, but war devoid of wisdom, which only produces misery and disease and death and hell and destruction. So when you look at our society today and you look at the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, they are Mars. They have the sacred masculine. They have knowledge, but they don't have wisdom and the sacred feminine. And so because they don't have wisdom or have rejected wisdom and the sacred feminine, then all they, the wicked ruling class, can produce is death, hell, and destruction. All they can produce is death. And scientifically, if it's only men with men exclusively, then the human family dies out. And then when you look at the people are spiritual lesbians. Why? Because we have wisdom, but we don't have knowledge. It's as if spiritually, woman with woman with woman, wisdom with wisdom with wisdom, but no knowledge. Wisdom is the womb for knowledge to go into to produce truth, justice, and righteousness. So this society, Sodom and Gomorrah, was a society in which only knowledge and facts was honored, but wisdom and morality was dishonored. And so they rejected the sacred feminine, and all they could produce was disease and death and hell and destruction. And so in verse 8, we see that Lot offers his daughters. Now, this is to be seen spiritually and metaphorically. What Lot was saying was, you have rejected the sacred feminine, and this is the root of your problem. In that verse 8, when he says do good, this word do good has to do with ethical, being prosperous. And let me go ahead and make sure and hit this word right quick. The word do good. Let me see now. Do good. I hope I'm finding this word correctly. Yeah, I think I have it. Do good. The word good, 2896. That which is good, that which is pleasant, that which is agreeable, even to your senses, that which is ethical, having to do with benefits and welfare and prosperity and good things and moral good. So all that is good, Lot is trying to influence, but he's apparently kind of weak. And this word good is feminine and masculine. The word good comes out in the attributes as feminine noun and masculine noun. He's trying to tell them, you have rejected the sacred feminine, and this is your problem. He says, do good in your eyes. And the word your eyes, having to do with your physical eye and mental qualities and spiritual qualities, this is a masculine and a feminine word. You see, we're talking about elevating the sacred feminine and elevating the sacred masculine, and that the society must be a balanced society of masculine and feminine working together and acting together in unison and in union, in order that we may produce a society of truth and justice and righteousness. He says, do good. I pray you bring them out unto you and do yet to them as is good. He's talking about his daughters, but not in the physical way that we think. He's talking about doing good with the sacred feminine. Doing good, and the word good again is masculine and feminine. Do good in your eyes. Ayin is eyes. Physical eye, but mental qualities, your thinking and spiritual qualities, the spirit energy, your disposition, your attitude. And this word eyes is masculine and feminine. We are being taught that this society has rejected the sacred feminine, therefore has produced warfare and bloodshed, because knowledge without wisdom is death, and wisdom without knowledge is death. And so the people, the masses, the poor working class, we have wisdom. We don't have knowledge. The wicked ruling class and ruling families have knowledge, but they have rejected wisdom. So the society is always turning in turmoil and tumult with warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. And so, verse 23. Verse 23, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. And so what we see is that Yahweh is now going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, because this society is a society of slavery, exploitation, disease, death, and hell. And the Most High is working on behalf of life and truth and justice and righteousness. And let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.